Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to my producer today to making it happen for me, Mr. Logan Landers. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. In today's video, what makes Jalen Merrill from Katy, Texas, starting quarterback for the University of Alabama, so special? When you look at this young man right here, and you think about how Alabama football season went, you got to be happy for this guy. He's a gentleman that battled through adversity this year. And as I mentioned on another video today, he was a guy that was benched in the South Florida game. And once he was benched, we didn't have no reason to think that he'll be the starting quarterback for the University of Alabama for the rest of the season. And I'm going to keep it real here today on 100 Yards of Football. The only reason he got back in because the two other quarterbacks played so horrible against South Florida offensively, got his guy his shot the next week, and Nick Saban stepped forward and said, hey, we're going to roll with Jalen Merrill for the rest of the season. Can you imagine that? And from that point on, that young man accounted for 28 touchdowns and 5 turnovers. And I remember the fan base after the Texas game, how they ripped Jalen Merrill. And listen to the national pundits. I'm not going to put your name out there, but I listened to a lot of talk radio in the state of Alabama. And to be honest, too, after that Texas game, I believe your own coaching staff didn't really want you. So Jalen Merrill, hats off to you, man, for really, really going through that and able to fight through that and still keep your mind settled. And it was so special to see Jalen Merrill after the SEC championship game, how he hugged his mother and father. Can you imagine what it was like early on this season in Alabama, a fan base that has high expectations every year? We're talking about a school that's had Bear Bryant considered one of the greatest coaches ever. We're talking about a school that's had players from Don Hutson, the Joe Namath, the Pat Tremble, the Leroy Jordan, the Derrick Thomas, the Cornelius Bennett, Jeremiah Castillo, Tommy Wilcox, Walter Lewis, Bryce Young, Mark Ingram, Jalen Hurts, Mr. Tua at Miami. Can you imagine what that young man went through? And the funny thing about it is, I don't know how in the world that the Alabama coaching staff got in their mind to bench him for the South Florida game. Well, you know what? That's why the University of Alabama is playing in the college football playoffs. Tell you a true story. When that young man arrived on campus, there was a former colleague. There was a member of 100 Yards of Football. Outstanding football coach, outstanding football mind, and Coach Bull Jones. And he told me something that stuck in my mind since Jalen Merrill been there. He said, Vincent, the quarterback that signed out of Texas is the fastest player on the team and the most talented. Well, he got an opportunity to show that this year. 2,700 yards passing, 23 touchdowns, 6 INTs, 468 yards rushing, 12 touchdowns. I go back to November the 4th against LSU in a big football game. He had 155 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns. Then he had the key 31-yard completion to Isaiah Booth for the winning touchdown against Auburn, where he put another 107 yards on the ground. And the young man was very humble. Can you imagine a young man after the Texas game and doing all that through the Alabama fan base? They didn't want him. I'm just being real about it today here on 100 Yards Football. I'm not trying to put rat poison in, as Nick Saban tries to say, but I'm just telling you the facts. And he bounced back. Deshaun Watson, too, more explosive. A great Tony Robinson that played at Tennessee in 85, who I saw play up close and personal. The Michael Vick skills, along with Lamar Jackson, more powerful, more acceleration at 6'2", 220 pounds. The young man you see on the screen, Jalen Merrill, when it's all said and done, I believe that young man is going to be holding up the national championship trophy in Houston, Texas, in his hometown, because Katy, Texas is a suburb of Houston. And that's why dreams come true, and God blesses the ones that stay faithful to him. I feel the spirit with Jalen Merrill. The young man has a lot of faith. And then, as I said, the skill set, running prowess, A+, strength, A+, quickness, A+, acceleration, A+, arm strength, A+, improved throughout the year, played at an elite level, A+, Michael Vick, 2, athlete, A+, elusiveness, A+, big league playmaking ability, A+, muscular body, A+, very doable, A+, the leadership, A+. And as I open up the video today, the young man, what I'm proud of, what I love about Jalen Merrill playing at Alabama, the ability to handle adversity. Can I say Muhammad Ali? Can I say Kirk Blood? He's special. And that's why Alabama's going to win the national championship. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'd like to give special thanks once again to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. Roll Tide. Dun, 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 dun.